I really praise God for Camp Tookley. I don't know about you ladies, perhaps it's the first time you've been here for some of you. Some of you may have been coming for many years. And this place has wonderful associations for me. And it was here way back, the beginning of 1977, January long weekend camp. I could tell you just where I sat down there on the end seat. And we'd had, my husband was here doing the Bible studies for that weekend, and we'd come with the family. And we had a lovely communion service on Sunday morning. It was just delightful. One after the other were worshipping God and praising Him. And we'd had some teaching at the end of that service. And the verse that came through was, "Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." And I was weary and heavy laden, I tell you. I was facing a year of so many separations from Colin. It was just endless. He was only going to be calling in home just two or three times. 3 months, 2 months here and a week there and 3 weeks there. And it was to culminate in 3 months in Great Britain at the end of the year, back to the work that we had commenced there and back for their conferences. And I couldn't face up to that year. I just couldn't. I didn't want to talk about that United Kingdom visit at all. I couldn't. I had 3 teenage sons then and an older daughter, and it was hard going sometimes. And then we sang that hymn at the end, that lovely hymn of worship, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross." And I knew I had to face up to this question when before I sang that last line. You know how it goes, "Shall have my life, my heart, my all." And I really battled with that. And I said, "All right, Lord, whatever this year holds, I give it to you." Little dreaming that it wouldn't be the trip to the United Kingdom, but 1 week before it would be the news of his terminal illness, and 3.5 years later, his death. Now, did God call upon me at that camp to give up my husband? No. I believe he wanted my will. He didn't want me to argue and complain, but to surrender for whatever that year brought. And he only takes us a step at a time. He doesn't give us more than what we can bear. And I only tell you that story, and it is a personal one, and I do ask your forgiveness, but to me it was such a real thing, because at the end of August, 8 months later, when he came out from that specialist in Macquarie Street and told me that news, what immediately flashed back to my mind? Camp Tookley, 8 months before, where God had said, "What did you sing in my presence? Shall have my life, my all." Well, I trust the Lord doesn't call upon you to face perhaps the loss of your husband, but he may, be it tomorrow or next week or next year, in the years to come, you may perhaps have cause to look back to this house party and say, right there, that very seat, I could show you where God dealt with me, where I put things right in my life, where I was healed of bitterness and hurts from years and years ago. And I've had dealings with that here too. I wouldn't go into all that with you. So praise the Lord for camps and for our house parties where God does speak to us, and we just take time to come aside and look into his word. You know, it has been said that God's not standing by, just looking on to see how we're getting on in the suffering and in the trouble. He's right there with us. We believe he's with us in our joys, don't we? But he's there with us in our sorrows too. And that's what Glenda was bringing out to us so beautifully at the end of chapter 1, how Paul was saying that we could even suffer for the sake of Christ. And our suffering is for his glory and ultimately to prepare us for our service for him and for heaven itself. And as we go into chapter 2 with this "so if," let's think about this, how our suffering with Christ with us can glorify his name. We know that the Apostle Paul suffered tremendously for the sake of the gospel, and we are called upon to do so little of that. And I was really challenged this morning when Glenda spoke about what our real purpose is in being is, that last command. And I believe if I've got nothing else this weekend, that's enough to make me think and to get home and really do something about it. But God does speak to us here, doesn't he? And I pray that you too will look back, even if it's in the future, a long way ahead, where God helped you here, just right here, even today, to have dealings with him and to come right, to accept his will for your life and to face up to that future, whatever that may be.